I'm joined by my next two guests today to talk about the Artful Business Awards. I'm joined by James from Summer Law and James from Simmons Gainsbourg. I've got the two Jameses today. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Morning.
Good, thank you. How are you both?
Very well, thanks. Yeah.
Good. I've realised I've just said good morning and it is afternoon. I can only apologise. One of those days. How are you both? All good?
Yep, enjoying the warmer weather at last that's eventually shown up.
Yeah, so much nicer, isn't it? So much nicer. Really lovely. Amazing. So we're here to talk about the Artful Business Awards today, as I have been for the rest of this week, talking all about them coming up in October. So first of all, James from Summer Law, I'm going to have to full name you both by putting your organisations on there as well. Otherwise, we're not going to know who we're talking about. Could you just share a little bit about what it is that you do and how's business going at the moment for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. So Summer Law is a law firm, which you probably guess from the name, which is part of a broader group called Summer. And Summer itself is a nationwide accountancy group of which Simmons Gainsbourg, who we'll come on to in a second, is a part.
So amazing.
Summer Law sprung up a couple of years ago from scratch. And we've been going well since. And the idea of what we do essentially is to work alongside James and other partners across the group to provide sort of joined up legal and accountancy and tax advice.
Amazing.
The idea really for the client, we're all under one roof and it seems to work well.
How handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing stuff. Brilliant. And James and Simmons Gainsbourg, over to you.
Yes. So Simmons Gainsbourg has been in Uckfield for over 20 years now.
Yep.
And it's grown quite some amount in that time. I've now got over 40 staff.
Wow,
in,
lovely.
In our little TARDIS office there in Newtown.
Yeah.
And as James just mentioned there, a couple of years ago, we became part of this larger Summer group, which has worked very well, which means we sort of got national contacts across the country.
Yep.
And having James on board as and his team as lawyers helps us serve our clients.
Amazing.
And in fact, even on the way here, we've met somebody on this industrial estate, introduced James to them, and likely to be doing some work with them. So
amazing. Networking at its finest.
Absolutely.
Amazing stuff. And how's business going for the both of you at the moment? All good?
Yeah, very well. As I say, we're still very much only 2 years in. We're still in our infancy to an extent.
Yeah.
But we are building and we're growing at a decent rate at the moment. So
fabulous.
Yeah, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, sounds excellent. Amazing stuff. So you guys are joint sponsoring an award for Business Awards. You are sponsoring the Customer Service Award.
That's right.
So feel free to answer these questions as a pair. I would normally kind of name you individually, but that is the same name. So it could get a little
bit
confusing.
James, it'll be fine.
Just say James. Yeah. We'll figure out who's going to talk. It's lucky dip. So why did you guys decide to sponsor the awards and how did you choose your category in particular?
Simmons Gainsbourg has been involved since the Business Awards started. I'm not going to be put on the spot and remember how long that is, but it seems like a number of years this has been going on.
I'm not testing you, you're okay.
You know, something we wanted to support the local community and support the initiative that was, you know, created a number of years ago.
Yeah.
So over that time, we've done a couple of the different categories, and this year we're back on Customer Service Award.
Fabulous.
Which, yeah, is of a certain interest to us.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Customer Service Award was probably close to our hearts to an extent, purely because we're in a client facing business ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'd like to think that, you know, the values that we try to aspire to, we can recognise in the nominees for this award as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a customer service as well, it's a huge part of any business, because as most businesses will have client facing or customer facing elements to it, even if it's not the whole business, but having that kind of relationship with your customers and your clientele is super important. So I can imagine it's probably going to be quite hard for you guys to choose as well out of the nominees.
I think it will be, not least because we've not seen the nominees yet, so we don't know. You know, there'll be a huge range in terms of different industries and areas of business.
Absolutely.
So to judge and to look at what each of those businesses do for their customers will vary quite massively. So, really looking forward to it.
Amazing. And you've kind of gone into my next question already, which is fabulous. Which is, what are you looking forward to most about being involved?
I think for us, it's just getting into the community, getting into the local businesses.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be many faces that I particularly will know. And it'll be interesting to see what's changed for them over the last few years and how they're dealing with any challenges that there may be, and just hearing what's going on in Uckfield and that sort of close surrounding area, which is always nice to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I've heard the awards themselves are a lovely evening to attend. Obviously, James, you've been before. Has it always been great to go?
It is a very well organised event and very well turned out. I think there's normally in excess of 300 odd.
Oh, amazing!
People. So it always seems to be, even from day one, it seemed to be pretty slickly
yeah.
run.
Oh,
so
fabulous!
It's a good night out, and again,
sounds like great fun.
Yeah, bringing the community together again as well. So again, yes. You see a lot of faces that you know, to see down the high street, but
absolutely.
All poshed up in their
yeah.
dinner jackets and
no,
glam
of course.
Frocks.
No, sounds fabulous. Mm. Amazing stuff. So as you guys are judging this category, I'd be interested to know how you're going to be doing it as you are doing it together. And also, what is it that you're going to be looking for, like in an awards entry?
Well, again, I suppose to touch on my previous point, because each of the nominees will be coming from such a varied background,
yeah.
it could be quite difficult to be... to judge everyone by the same yeah. standards in a sense. But I think just generally,
yeah.
Whatever business people are in, there's that balance between, but there's that customer experience, which
yes.
I think we're going to be focusing on, me in particular.
And
that can come in various ways.
Yeah.
I think obviously automation and AI and tech play such a big role these days.
Yeah.
But it's also so important to have that human touch, that human element too.
Yeah.
And creating that, I suppose, that close, trusted relationship between business and customer. So
yeah.
I think those are the kinds of things I look out for, depending on which businesses pop up.
Yeah, absolutely. Same for you, James.
Yeah, and it'll also be interesting to see how the candidates, if that's the right word,
yeah.
measure their own customer services satisfaction.
Yeah.
You know, they may be doing some surveys themselves.
Yeah.
You know, something that we've done in the past just to, you know, get feedback. And it's
yeah.
always good to get feedback, both good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, bad you deal with.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see if they do that and how they deal with it.
Yeah, for definite. Would you guys be potentially looking at kind of reviews for businesses in terms of customer service, if they've got any good reviews or anything? Or is that something that you wouldn't probably take into account? I'm just nosy.
I think we'll look at everything, obviously,
yeah.
again, the customer experience. Who,
yeah.
who better to hear from than the customers themselves?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No, fabulous. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I've asked all the questions I wanted to ask. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off for today?
No, I don't think so. Just good luck to all the people that are put forward for
yeah.
the awards, I think.
Absolutely.
And encourage people to make sure that they, you know, do nominate for those various categories.
Yeah, absolutely. Do nominate and do enter.
Absolutely. Yeah, looking forward to meeting as many nominees as we can, and
yeah.
especially looking forward to the night. James
yeah.
has given it the big sell. So
yeah.
looking to,
yeah, it sounds fabulous. Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for being here. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. No problem.